Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Scott Arno being back on the show. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the security advocate, VP of Soho Solutions, and our top security technology expert in the Brain Trust. Scott, thanks again for staying with us. Passwords are, for a lot of us, can be the bane of our existence because we've got some that we don't use very much. We have some we use all the time. Some that are remembered by the website, even though they maybe we shouldn't. There are some that we keep having to change, like my bank keeps wanting me to change my password. And all the while, Scott, I'm getting older, and that means my memory's getting shorter.
So well, that's the thing. You know, you run into a point now where you're looking at dozens of different passwords. You keep hearing from people like me, like, "Well, they've got to be pretty long, and make sure they're not all similar."
Oh yeah, they got to have caps, and they got to have characters and numbers and all kinds of stuff.
That's the thing. You know, you get to a point
at
which
and at least humans, 20, at least 29 characters too. By the way, don't forget
Well, that's the thing. You know, you always hear this password advice, and I am entirely guilty of giving it myself when I do presentations and such. The thing is, perfect example of why we keep emphasizing this so much. Verizon Enterprise does this really cool report called the Data Breach Investigations Report. It's available. It's free online if you want. It's great reading, and it's not too technical, and they even feel tongue-in-cheek. They're basically the most respected report on this stuff. Comes out each year.
It's called what? Say it again.
Verizon 2016 Data Breach Investigations Report, or DBIR. You can get it for free online. It's not expensive or anything like that, but it's like 80 pages of fun-filled security reading.
And it's by the Verizon company.
Exactly. It's free. I mean, all you have to do, I think, is give your name and company, and they'll send you a PDF.
Right.
And this one mentioned passwords specifically in terms of data breaches, and it found that I think it was 63% of data breaches they looked at, and they looked at over 100,000 security incidents. They found 63% involved weak, what are called default or stolen passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a default password basically means, let's say you get a piece of equipment, it'll have sort of hardwired quote-unquote credentials, which are basically the login and the password name to go in. For example, if you have like a piece of Apple equipment, your password is Alpine, unless you change it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even a website which can show you just how scary this is. The main things that connect you to the internet are basically your router and your router and a piece called a modem, which is attached to it. The newer ones are built in together.
Mm-hmm.
Your router has a password, which will give you access to the network. There's actually a website online called routerpasswords.com, where you can go in, enter your model number, enter your make, you know, and it will actually tell you, here's your password. You can change those. They're not hard to change, but almost nobody does it.
But if you don't change it, anybody can get through your router.
Yeah, it's super easy to change it. But the thing is, it works out of the box, it's convenient, and we always tend to think in terms of convenience.
We leave it like it is.
Which is a huge advantage for attackers.
So are you saying, time out, so on a new router I have, on the back of the box, on the back of the unit, there's a tab that has that password that I put in.
Well, sometimes there'll be one which will be written right on it for you,
But my point is, are you saying that password is available to anybody who wants to go look it up?
If it's a default, absolutely.
Wow.
It's not hard to change them. Every router will have basically like a web page. You can go in online and just change the password. It's not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had an article on that I put on my website like a year or two ago. But the thing is, we don't think to do it because you plug it in, it works. Great, go.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's not just those. It's also specific account passwords. And certainly within a company, that's something attackers are going to look for. Because realistically, do they want to go through the trouble to do a detailed technical attack? Or do they simply want to slip through and find someone's password through, you know, an email trick or what's called sniffing, where they're looking at network traffic that's going by, or something called a keylogger, which basically records keystrokes, and then basically they can look at them later and use them to attack a network.
Wow.
There's a lot of ways they can go after this. But there are things you can do to make your life a little easier in terms of the passwords of themselves. Because, there's certainly different ways they can attack, but what can you do to actually make your life a little better? Well, for one thing, probably the most important thing you run across with any password is length. The thing is, you sometimes get this advice where they want you to do this gibberish password. I will tell you personally, I'm not a fan of that. Because if it's gibberish or it's something you recognize, that's no different. Because typically what's trying to break your password isn't a person. That happens in TV shows.
Right.
Normally what happens is it's a a cracking program trying to crack your password.
And it doesn't get tired. It doesn't take breaks. It doesn't sleep. It doesn't eat.
And the thing is, for that, the only thing,
it just sits there and spins out numbers.
If you're doing 8 characters of gibberish versus, say, a long phrase like Jim Blasingame is a great fisherman, 55, okay, that's a nice long password. And for a computer, it takes forever to break something like that. Whereas if you're just doing 8 characters of gibberish, it'll break that in an hour. So it's much better to do something long. The question is, how do you go about that in a way where it's long and you can remember it? This is where the classic passphrase comes in. It's something like we just mentioned. You have something familiar to you, or you can do something that's, like, say it's gibberish, like correct horse battery staple 99. I mean,
people now, when I slow down a second here, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
People never think about a password being a phrase.
Yeah,
like
it's
Scott Arnold's. Scott Arnold's first job was at McDonald's in '89.
No, that's '86.
Okay, but that would be a great password.
Yeah, it really would though.
And nobody would think that. Nobody thinks about that though. I mean, you think of so instead of saying pass sentence, we think password. Okay, it's got to be word, right?
Yeah, passphrase. Now, one thing to keep in mind with this, hackers is always in hack and. Basically, cracking software is run by people who are pretty sharp with this stuff. So avoid, say, popular song lyrics or something famous from Shakespeare.
Right.
That'll still be in their system.
Interesting. You know, the sentence thing, that makes perfect sense. That's a revelation to me. Good job, Scott. TheSecurityAdvocate.com, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Scott joined us, and so we are. Quick break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.